It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Today, it's March 6th, National Dentist Day.
Open wide.
Oh, okay.
Well said. You can spin.
Have a great National Dentist Day.
Hey, morning. This is the Hawk and Tom Show. It is National Dentist Day, so you might want to go hug a dentist. You know, I'm planning to get even with my dentist. I'm going to stick my two fingers in his mouth and ask him a question. Just to see what happens.
Oh, that'd be funny.
So get ready, Matt. Anyway, 20% of people admit to skipping out on this because they are afraid, and that is a dental visit. They'll skip out on it. Hmm. They'll just not show up.
See, and I love them. I'll just sit there and like kind of start to nod off a little bit.
No.
I love it.
For which part?
When the cleaning.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, get in there, girl. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, 21% of people say they have lost a tooth while on vacation.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's the worst place to lose a tooth.
Too many drinks, piggyback ride. Happened to a friend. She lost her front tooth that way.
Playing a horse in the swimming pool.
I actually fell off like a retaining wall because I might have had a few adult beverages.
It didn't retain you.
I was there at like 1 a.m. out by the pool, and I was proven that I could tightrope walk along the top of it, and I didn't make it all the way, and I fell and ended up cracking, broke off part of a tooth.
Oof. Well, let me help you out when it comes to teeth maintenance there. Do you know, and if I can get the information out, it's pretty interesting because people that have bad teeth normally date other people that have bad teeth.
Why?
It's like they did statistics on that. I had the information. I can't find it now. But where did I put that?
He's still flipping.
Yeah. I can't find it now. Oh, this could be. No, that's not it.
We believe you.
Okay. Anyway, and I'll get that information for you. But
it's okay.
Okay. Now, I do have this information. So they say old toothbrushes are evil when it comes to your teeth because they act like reservoirs for bacteria and can cause you serious dental problems. If you got a toothbrush, if it's like parted in the middle and those bristles are parted in the middle, it ain't getting a lot of stuff out of your teeth when you're brushing.
I've never had a toothbrush to part in the middle.
Mine was. It was part in the middle and feathered back, but I don't believe the germs thing. I just don't. I see, they're your germs. You've been putting them on there all the time. I don't see, unless you let it culture for 6 months and then you decide to pick it back up again.
I would agree with you if morning breath didn't exist. Morning breath makes me believe that our mouths are disgusting.
Well, I agree with you there, but I just think they're still your disgusting germs, and you put them there, so now you're just taking it back.
And then, of course, you got it sitting right on the counter next to the toilet that you flush.
So not me.
Those germs are spreading through the air.
Well, they began observing patients with mouth ulcers and advanced gum diseases, and they found out once they switched their toothbrushes often, that dissipated over time.
That could just be because the other toothbrush wasn't doing a good job anymore, because they say that part of your gum health is the actual brushing and getting the blood flowing there and all that.
Hawk, why do you have a comic strip in the middle of your news stuff there?
But that's a whole different story. Okay.
Yeah. He's got a laugh in between reading.
Yeah. And this is interesting and historically true. The Egyptians first invented toothpaste 5,000 years ago. It was a crude mixture of wine and pumice. They actually put urine in it as well.
What?
Because in urine, the main ingredient is ammonia, and it's an excellent cleaner. So they would put that in their toothpaste. The early Egyptians did that.
See, Kato, it's not that big a deal to have your toothbrush next to the toilet.
Apparently not. You're right, Tom.
That's going to help
my
you.
Bad.
Imagine that, though. It's like, let's go make some toothpaste.
Wine, urine, and pumice. Sounds like a weekend.
Yeah. 7 out of 100 Americans have flossed their teeth with this instead of floss.
Hey, thread.
Yeah. What?
Thread.
You said thread.
What did you think I said?
I thought you said bread.
A little screwdriver for your sunglasses.
That's a good one.
That's Tom. Tom will pick his teeth with whatever he has over here. He's got like a screwdriver. He's got a little knife.
Fork. How's that any different than what they do when they clean your teeth? When they go in there and the lady's sitting there going, scrape, scrape, scrape. She got a little screwdriver from a sunglasses
kit. But it has also been like washed and probably alcohol on it, and it's disinfected. And yours has been sitting there for 3 weeks.
She didn't fix her glasses before she cleaned my teeth.
Well, she should have.
Okay. Hair was the correct answer on that. So
hair.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They have actually flossed their teeth with hair. Some more unusual things, paper clips. Have you used that one, Tom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not so much as I floss, but just to get something out.
Food skewer, like you know what they do, shish kebabs and stuff. Uh-huh. They will pick their teeth with that. That seems big.
It's just a giant toothpick. All you do is snap it so you get a long, thin stretch, and you got you a toothpick.
Okay. Hmm. And there are different flavored flosses out there that's kind of like toothpaste. You got waffle cone. You got coffee. You got pickle, if you want pickle floss. These are like specialties. Bacon floss, which is not bad. You got cupcake floss, any of those.
No, I want mint. I want something that makes my mouth feel clean and fresh when I get done.
And banana floss, if you want that.
If I'm going to floss every year, I want to have a good minty flavor.
Something that tastes good, huh?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, I feel like people today have a genuine beef when we look at the calendar and see that we're in the 2020s and we don't have some of the things we were supposed to have by now.
Okay.
I mean, the Jetsons cartoon way back in, I think, the 70s.
Yeah.
That we were supposed to have, like, conveyor belts that got us dressed in the morning.
Yeah, you just get on that belt and go through that computer.
Food that just magically appeared, uh-huh. like, out of, I don't know if it came through one of those bank things or what, but it was there and ready to go.
You push a button. But some of the stuff on the Jetsons actually happened.
What came true?
Yeah. The when you talk face-to-face on the monitor.
FaceTiming.
FaceTiming.
And really, the robot, I mean...
It's almost there.
You got the little thing over, that runs around the floor that...
Yeah, but they had like a maid that wore a little French maid outfit, but she was metal.
Was it Ruby or Ruth or something like that?
I don't know.
Rosie, there you go. Yeah. You saw that cartoon too, Tori.
Oh my gosh, I loved it. I was so jealous of Miss Jetson. She just puts her little face in that thing and she comes out all painted and ready to go.
Yeah, with her makeup on.
I was like, I can't wait for adulthood. Uh-huh. I'm going to have that.
You would think with all these things that we were promised in a cartoon, that we would have better public bathrooms than we do now.
Well, true.
I have been complaining about this for years.
Yes,
since
you have. You've been complaining for years. Mm-hmm. They said a poll of about 3 out of 4 Americans don't feel like they have enough privacy in bathroom stalls. One of the big complaints is they say we need to eliminate the gaps in the bathroom stall doors. They don't think someone should be able to walk up and peek through at you. Mm-hmm. And they also said that the stall should go all the way to the ground. You shouldn't be able to, like, peek underneath it. But that is handy for passing toilet paper when you need it.
Okay, pretty extreme.
Well, there are some bathrooms that have a hole between each stall.
And you just pass the toilet paper through. That's actually a good idea.
It's got to be a small roll. But it won't be the mega roll.
I don't think the wall should go all the way down because you got to bend down to see if there's any feet in there to see if somebody's in there.
True, but some of them are so high. I had a kid crawl under the stall before while I was in there.
Make him a little bit lower.
Yeah, he said, hi. And I was like, what are you doing in here?
It's called when you lock the bathroom door when you're on the inside. On the outside, it says occupied.
Right, and get it, Cato, it's even better than that. If we were living in the future we were promised, there would be a sign at the entrance of the bathroom that would show how many occupied and available stalls there were. They actually have this in, I believe, either China or Japan. Let me check and see. Or China. There's also, get this, in China, they have timers installed that show how long someone's been in.
I don't want that.
I know, right? Because they shame people.
Yeah, I don't want that.
But at least it doesn't kick them out yet. Yeah. Like, I'd really be bad if at 5 minutes they're like, you're done, whether you're done or not. And I'd be like, I got 10 more minutes left.
That ain't good, though. You at work, your coworker in there going, come on, Larry, you've been in there 15 minutes.
I get that now anyway.
Aren't there some public restrooms like in Japan or somewhere that are like glass on the side of the road and then they turn frosted?
Oh, yeah.
But then they clean themselves.
Oh, I think it's more than frosted. I think it's opaque.
Yeah, but then you have to get in and get out because it'll start cleaning itself when you're in there.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's Japan, China, or UK, I know what you're talking about.
I don't need a bathroom with an ejector button.
Yeah, I don't
want that. That's terrible.
Oh, it won't eject you. It'll just clean you with the toilet.
Well, that's not bad.
It's like a bidet.
And Tori, you mentioned the kid crawling the stall with you. You know what horrified me more than him being in there with you? It's the idea of him crawling around on those floors. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I know. And he went to get up and he went to put his little hands on my knees. And I was like, oh, don't touch me.
No, you're
floor.
A germ.
So nasty.
Well, there's some things whenever you're in the bathroom you definitely do not want to hear either. And they asked some people, what are things you don't want to hear when you're in a public bathroom?
Music very loudly. That's all I want to hear.
Oh, that's all you want
that's
to hear.
That's all I
want to
hear. Now,
well, these are things you don't want to hear.
At the, what's it called over in West Greenville? The Arts Desert Rabbit Hole?
Oh, yeah.
They have the actual Alice in Wonderland playing over the speaker in the men's room.
It's so distracting because you'll be in the bathroom and you're just like, wait, I need to know how this ends.
Well, oh, wow.
These are things you don't want to hear in the bathroom. Oops is not something you want to hear someone say in a public bathroom.
Yeah. Or uh-oh.
Yeah, those are bad things
yeah,
to hear.
That ain't good.
Because first of all, you're immediately like, what is that oops or uh-oh for?
Yeah.
And it can't be good. Another thing you don't want to hear is, hey, they're out of toilet paper. You'll have to use the hand dryer.
Oh.
Okay.
There's a mental image you won't get out of your head soon.
I always check, though, before I sit down to make sure there is some toilet paper in there.
It can trick you with those ones where you can't tell how much, and there's
a
little bit
those.
Hanging down, and you pull, and all of a sudden it's like, that was it. There was just
I stick my hand up there to make sure the whole roll's in there.
Sometimes you don't have time.
It's kind of like a vending machine.
You're like the little kid that's getting germy.
You don't do that? You don't like, put it all the way up there just to make sure there's toilet paper? Okay.
Yeah, you got to start flicking it, make sure you can find the end and that you have enough.
Oh, well, it depends on, like the ones here at work, it just hangs down, straight down.
Not always. You have to reach up in there.
Oh, that's hot. Because Hawk was messing with it.
It's like, what's it called when you stick your hand in the hole to catch a catfish?
Yeah.
Noodling.
Yeah, you reach up in there. Is there toilet paper on this side or there's some on the other side?
I make squares for, you know, preparation. Like as I'm multitasking is what I'm doing. And so I'll have my little, you know, squares already made for when things are wrapping up. Hmm. You don't do that?
I do. Mm-hmm. I scrunch.
No. Oh, okay.
All right. Some things you don't want to hear in the bathroom. Oh, I got to take a picture of this. Or you don't want to hear that picture sound effect at all.
Honestly, I want to see that picture if they say that.
You Tom never say that them. When I send them.
Yeah. No, well, yours is disgusting.
Well, all of them are going to
well,
be
that's
disgusting.
True. Good point.
Things you don't want to hear in the bathroom stall. Hey, everyone, am I the only one with a hidden camera in the stall?
Oh, that's funny, though.
Well, I guess. I don't think Tori thought it was funny.
I just thought it was interesting.
Who would want to? I mean, that's not something you want to
find.
You
get arrested for that.
And you definitely don't want to hear, oh, it's the last time I go to an Indian restaurant with a buffet. That's not going to be a pleasant partner for you.
Well, we know that.
Stall.
Yeah.
But I guess what we really want is more privacy in the bathroom stalls.
Yeah. Do you ever, like when you're at the urinal, you know, you pass gas or something and you start giggling?
Yes.
By yourself
what's the or something?
I don't know.
Because I was wanting to.
I don't know that. But you start giggling because you don't want it to be loud.
I know.
And all of a sudden you're giggling because someone else is in the stall. You don't do that at the urinal, Tori?
I do. I just wasn't going to admit it.
I don't want, if I'm in there
doing
my business and somebody comes in, I'm done with my business. Whether I'm done or not, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I leave.
You're very uptight about that.
I do not like it.
I don't
and
either.
And I praise the restaurants in town. That Copper River on Haywood Road is one. If you got to go to the actual stall, it is a complete door. You're in your own room.
Yeah.
I like that.
Honestly. Yeah.
I judge restaurants by your bathrooms.
But these are people you may never see again. Why does that bother you so much?
I will see them. Who? I go to Copper River a lot.
Well, I'm talking about in general at public restrooms.
My favorite one is California Dream, and I sometimes just drive over there for a special moment.
I can't remember that one.
It's
I haven't ever had to
go
there.
Aren't there awards in town? What is it called? The Flushy or something like that?
Is
there?
Are you serious?
Yes, that's a real thing where it rates the bathrooms in town, but I don't.
About to say, you guys do your blog on the best bathrooms. Maybe get together with Big Dave Eats and you guys set up a partnership.
There you go.
But that's not what we're doing right now.
Yeah, the Flushies.
We could be blogging and clogging.
Oh, my.
That's not bad.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Girls, you're going to love this conversation. We're going to talk about purses right now. On average, the average woman owns about 11 to 14 purses. Tori, how many do you have?
Still counting.
Okay. Over 20?
Yeah.
So you're above average.
Finally.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll be with friends, female friends. I mean, maybe we're out of town or something at an outlet store, and they're always buying purses.
Yeah.
But yet, every time I see them out, they have the same purse.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They won't ever change. I never see their purses change.
Yeah.
But they're always buying them.
It's just nice to have options, okay? Well, if I ever want one.
If you ever want one.
Well, a lot of women, they say, buy a couple of purses each year.
Wow.
So they're getting rid of them somewhere. I don't know what's happening to them, but they are going.
What if guys bought wallets that many times?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I buy wallets like once a decade.
I buy when mine tears up. Or,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, when it comes to purses, there's several different ones that the girls have. There's like the work purse. And the work purse is a purse that holds a lot of stuff.
It's a tote.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can say
it's
that.
Massive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's got everything you need for work and your makeup and everything else.
And snacks.
Yeah. Then you've got, that one actually applies to also the movie purse. When you go to the movie theater and you got your purse with you, you got to be able to put all the snacks in that one.
I'm not going to admit that I do that because you got on to me last time I said that.
I know.
That, so.
And the bottles.
Okay.
The mini bottles?
Yeah. Not mini.
I was going to say, yeah, that has to be mini.
You got the clear purse you have to take to like concerts and games now because they got to make sure it's clear for you.
Stupid.
You have a nice purse. You have the very small purses that you, like a clutch. I guess, when you go out with the evening, and you can barely hold anything in it, right?
It's mostly just for looks. It's aesthetics.
It's got like lipstick and just the bare minimum.
And your phone and your ID.
And then she looks at the date and says, here, hold my purse.
Exactly, a purse holder.
Yeah.
Then you have a spring purse, they say, a summer purse and a winter purse. Is that true?
Oh, it kind of is. I never really thought about that. But you got to coordinate the seasons.
You do have to do that. They say also you can't use straw purses in the winter because it's wet and rainy and all that stuff.
Straw purses?
Yeah, they make some that they look like they're made of straw, basically. But that's just more of a summer thing because it doesn't really match in winter anyway.
See, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, it makes sense to me. I guess.
It makes sense. Yeah. It's just I hate that they're wasting this much time on
this. Let them do their thing, Kate. I mean, I just
feel bad for them.
Enjoyed time is never wasted.
All right, a shopping purse. It's one that's very comfortable when you're out shopping.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you got to have it big enough to stuff stuff in there.
Okay.
And you go to the dressing room, you know.
Do you have a vacation purse? That's a purse that you don't care to lose. You might lose it on vacation. It's like, okay, I just lost that purse.
I don't think I want to lose any of them.
Okay. Do you have a church purse? A lot of girls have the church purse.
No.
I think older ladies have church purses.
Boy, and they have anything in there you need to for the kids. Like you need to got a Kleenex. Yes, we got a Kleenex right here for you, hon. You got jumper cables in there? My car won't start. Yeah, I got them right here, hon.
And Werther's originals.
Yeah.
That half chewed up gum. Yes. That half a piece of gum she tore off.
Okay, and then a lot of girls, they just buy cute purses just because, you know what, it's cute and it fits, and I like it.
I've been on the hunt forever to find a purse that matches this pair of boots that I got.
Uh-huh. A lot of girls do that. They search for purses for a long time. Mm-hmm. Then they have the, I want to make my friends jealous purse.
I can't afford those.
You can't at the jockey lot. They look really close to the original ones, too.
Yeah.
But you know what? A lot of girls, do you not have any fancy? Were you just kidding? Like, because a lot of times a guy will buy, fancy purse, you know, that makes the other girls jealous. Like, you know, the Louis Vuittons, the Coach purses.
I've got a friend, she has a Chanel, and it's so pretty. And I thought, you know, I'll treat myself. I opened that website, and I was like, you know, TJ Maxx it is. Those purses are thousands of dollars.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
I've always wanted a Celine purse. Those are $30,000.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. That's a car.
There ain't no money left to put in them.
So you're above average, Tori, with your 25 or 30 purses.
I'm about to add to it today because I'm going shopping after the show.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.